tonight's game between the Monroe City Panthers and the Clark County Indians is brought to you by these fine sponsors: Andy's Maytag, Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, Hometown Journal, Hawkins Harrison Insurance, Cahoga Media, Cahoga State Bank, People's Bank of Wycona, Cahoga and Canton, Southeastern Community College, and Wilson Triplett Funeral Home. And now back to Andy, or Donnie Middleton, in Cahoga, Missouri at Cahoga High School.
And welcome back, everybody, to Clark County High School. It's the boys' turn, and let's take a look at the starters for Monroe City. It'll be Reese Bewley, a 5'11 senior. Jalen Cutterman, 6'3 senior. Butchie Mayfield, a 5'8 a freshman. Toby Sapp, at 5'9 a freshman. And Blake Painter, at 6'4 and a freshman. Reese Bewley, Jalen Cutterman, Quincy Mayfield, Toby Sapp, and Blake Painter, or Blake Painter. The Panthers go 5'11, 6'3, 5'8, 5'9, and 6'4, 3'9. And coached by Bach Idris. For Clark County, here go the lights. So, yeah, Hunter, whatever I told you, forget it, because I'm going to try to do the lineup. It should be Bowden Klein, the first one out. Then Carter Briscoe. So we'll see if the Indians going to come out and make a lap around the gym. He'll high-five all the kids and all the students on the first two rows. Spotlight shines right on in the center circle. And the Indian War Chief will do his war dance around the center circle. He holds a spear, and he'll point the spear all four directions. When he points it to this side of the gym, after all the Clark County fans are, and you can hear the roar. So once he gets through, he'll go back and stand in the circle while they introduce the starters. So, again, the first one out should be Bowden Klein. Bowden Klein. Then he'll take a lap around the gym. He'll fist pump the ref official. Take a wrap. Now Carter Briscoe comes out. The next guy is going to be Kellen Wheeler. He comes out. Then it's going to be Connor Poole. And then Jason Daniel. So that's your starters. Jason Daniel makes his trip around the gym. And all the rest of the team, I think, will come out to the center circle. The five starters are in the center circle. So it's Bowden Klein, Carter Briscoe, Callum Wheeler, Connor Pearl, and Grayson Daniel. As the lights come back on, and the Indians are 5-7, coached by Dennis Stamp. So it's hard to believe that a Monroe City team would be 3-9. But he starts three freshmen. So Carter Briscoe will jump center as Jalen Cutterman will jump center for Monroe City. As we're waiting for the officials to get in position, this crowd still on her feet. As now, I don't know. Well, we're still waiting. The guys are still mopping the floor for some reason. Now, I'm not sure what that was about. But to get the floor mopped, now we're set to play basketball. As ball is up, tip is controlled by Clark County. Jason Daniels to Bowden Klein. Klein gives it to Wheeler on the right wing. And Wheeler moves the ball to Pearl. Pearl went one way. Wheeler threw the ball out of bounds. So Cutterman will inbound. Cutterman gets it to Quincy Mayfield in the backcourt. Man-to-man defense by Clark County. He gives it to Toby Sapp. Sapp gives it to Bewley between the two circles. As Bewley between the two circles gives it to Mayfield on the left wing. Now Cutterman on the left wing. Out pop Sapp at the top of the key. Sapp, left side of the circle. Shot put up out of the corner, airballed it. That was Blake Painter. Grayson Daniels to Bowden Klein. Now Pearl takes it along the baseline, puts up the shot, missed a wide open layup, and Sapp comes off the rebound. Gets the ball to Mayfield at the top of the key. Now Sapp between the two circles. As Sapp to Countryman. Now Mayfield on the left wing. Back to Countryman. And Countryman takes it to the right side of the circle. To Buehle. Buehle gives the paint to Mayfield out on the left wing. Mayfield gives it to Countryman at the top of the key. Buehle has it on the right wing beyond the arc to Countryman. Countryman kicks it back out to Sapp on the wing. Puts up the shot, missed it. And Wheeler off the rebound to Bowden Klein. And Klein will bring it across the timeline. Risco on the right wing to Pearl on the right baseline. Gets it back out to Wheeler. Now Klein will drive the baseline. Put up a shot, missed it. Daniels had the rebound, and he's tied up by Buehlig. And there's a college foul. The foul's going to be on Grayson Daniel. So Daniels picks up his first foul. As Countryman will inbound to Mayfield. Mayfield will bring the ball across the timeline. Mayfield gives the ball back to Sapp. Out pops Buehlig. Out pops Painter at the top of the key. Now Buehlig for a three, no good. And Grayson Daniels off of the rebound to Klein. And Klein will bring it across the timeline, picked up by Mayfield. Man-to-man defense. Mayfield went down the left lane, drew a foul. It's on the floor. The foul's going to be on Quincy Mayfield. So Mayfield picks up the first foul. And Carter Briscoe, as in the ball game, will come Brent Holland. As out will go Toby Sapp. So Carter Briscoe underneath his own basket to Bowden Klein. Gives it back to Briscoe in the left corner. Briscoe looks for somebody. Bounce pass back to Klein on the deep left wing inside to Pearl. Pearl is a dotted line. Gives it back to Klein. Klein lost the ball on the drive. Picked up by Mayfield. And a whistle and a foul. And the foul's going to be on Bowden Klein. So Klein picks up his first foul. 5:42 left to play in the first quarter. Still no scores. Mayfield will bring it across the timeline. Mayfield between the two circles. Around a pick set by Holland. Gets it down in the corner. Picks Dan the Countryman. Landon Holland with it back. Begins the ball game for Monroe City. Mayfield. The Countryman left side of the circle. Mayfield has it on the right wing beyond the arc. Holland down in the right corner. Holland gets the ball to Painter. So that's Buehlig in the right corner. Can't see through the steep sections. Countryman on the left wing. Mayfield on the right side of the circle. To Buehlig. Dribbles out to Countryman, and Countryman gives it to Holland on the left wing. Countryman takes it to the dotted line. And we got a whistle and a foul on the floor. As the foul is going to be on Wheeler. Callum Wheeler picks up his first foul. So Holland will inbound underneath his own basket for Monroe City. As Holland gets it in to Countryman off glass, missed it. But Monroe City with the rebound. As Holland got it, now Countryman back to Buehlig. Pass almost stolen away by Bowden Klein. Goes out of bounds in the Monroe City basketball. It will be Landon Holland inbound on the far sideline. Gets it to Mayfield. Mayfield will take his time. Brings it across the timeline. As Buehlig has it on the left side of the circle. The Countryman. Countryman takes it to the hoop, lays it up, got it. Jalen Countryman with 2 points. Placed here by Monroe City. An inbound pass goes right through Bowden Klein's hand. Out of bounds for turnover Clark County. As Landon Holland will inbound on the far sideline. Gets it to Mayfield, guarded by Wheeler. Mayfield between the two circles to Bewley. Bewley gives it to Countryman on the right wing beyond the arc. Now Bewley left side of the circle. So Holland, Landon Holland to Mayfield. They give it to Bewley on the left wing. Now Holland on the right wing. In the right corner, it goes to Mayfield. Gives it back to Bewley between the two circles to Countryman, to Holland on the left wing. Countryman at the top of the key. Countryman back to Holland. Around the top of the key to Mayfield on the right wing. As Mayfield takes down the right lane. Puts a shot off the foul on Mayfield. The Quincy Mayfield just picked up his second personal foul. This one on offense. And into the ball game will come Blake Fainter. And out of the ball game comes Brent Holland. So Carter Briscoe will inbound to Bowden Klein. Klein brings himself to timeline, gets it down to Daniels. Overcuts him and off glass, missed it. And the rebound goes out of bounds. Last touch by Monroe City. Grayson Daniel won't miss one that close. Once out of 100 times. It's Briscoe underneath his own basket. Gets it to Pearl out on the right wing. Pearl gets it to Wheeler at the top of the key. Wheeler to Briscoe. Turn around. 10-footer. Got it. 2 points for Carter Briscoe. We're tied at 2 with 3 minutes left to play in the first quarter. As Bewley will bring it across the timeline. Bewley takes it to the left side of the circle. Finds Holland on the left, right wing. He brings it out to the top of the circle to Bewley. To the left wing, it goes to Ryan Moss. Moss back to Bewley. Now Countryman cut off on the right block. Moss will try a three. Bullseye! Ryan Moss makes it 5-2 as Bowden Klein brings the ball across the timeline against Holland. To the right wing, still with the dribble, takes it a running 5-footer, wouldn't go down, and Bewley comes off the rebound. Bewley will bring it across the timeline. Bewley to the top of the key, kicks the ball over to Fainter inside the Countryman. Countryman kicks it back out to Holland. Now Moss, another three, bullseye. 6 points for Ryan Moss. Come off the bench, hits in a row. 8-2, Monroe City with the lead as Klein will bring it across the timeline. And Dennis Stant wants a timeout. 1:52 left to play in the first quarter. Monroe City 8 and Clark County 2. And back, let me see what I'm going to call it. Back in 30 seconds, this is KNN Sports.
Are you tired of renting? Does the idea of owning your own home seem like just a dream? Let Exchange Bank in Northeast Missouri help make your dream a reality. Our experienced lending staff would be happy to help you work towards your dreams in any of our 7 locations in Cahokia, Palmyra, Lancaster, Queen City, Shelbyville, Memphis, or Wayland. Everyone needs a place to call home, and it's our job to get you moving into yours. Exchange Bank in Northeast Missouri, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
1:52 left to play in the first quarter. Monroe City 8, Clark County 2. And it should be Clark County basketball. It will be. As Carter Briscoe will inbound on the near sideline. As Briscoe looks for somebody to throw it to. Bounce pass to Klein between the two circles, guarded by Moss. Bounce pass to Daniels at the free throw line. Follow away 15-footer on the way. No good. Rebound goes out of bounds. And last touch, I think, by Countryman. As back of the ball game is Brent Collins. Carter Briscoe will inbound on the right wing to Klein. Puts up a 15-footer and got it. Golden Klein has 2 points. 8-4, Monroe City with a lead. Bewley will bring it across the timeline. Bewley takes it to the left side of the circle. Now the right side of the circle, the Countryman back to Bewley. To Moss on the left wing. Try to force it inside the Countryman. The pass is slapped out of bounds by Bowden Klein. It'll be Monroe City basketball. Out of bounds, underneath it on basket. 1:20 left to play in the first quarter. As Brent Holland checks out, Blake Fainter checks back in. As Moss will inbound underneath his own basket. Gets to the countryman, lost the ball, picked up by Klein. Gets to the Wheeler. Wheeler, bounce pass inside to Frisco, picks up a shot, blocked, they call it jump ball. And, well, who did they call the foul on? They call it on. That's Mayfield. No, they can't. They call it a jump ball. Carter Briscoe thought he was fouled, but no, it is a jump ball. As here comes Buehlig across the timeline. Buehlig bounced past the countryman on the left side of the free throw line. Now he's in double team. Gets it back out to Buehlig, tries the three. No good. And Wheeler comes off the rebound. Bounce pass to Klein. Klein will bring it across the timeline. 45 seconds left to play in the quarter. Now bad pass. Stolen away by Buehlig. Buehlig to Moss. Trying to get it back to Buehlig and slapped out of bounds by Connor Pearl. So the Panthers will inbound underneath their own basket. Toby Sapp back in the ballgame, inbounds to Buehlig. Buehlig between the two circles, to Moss between the two circles. Now Sapp on the left wing. Gets it inside to Buehlig, a little 10-foot jumper, got it. So Reese Buehlig with 2 points. Dan with four. Minnesota to the lead is fine. We'll bring it down the far sideline in a hurry. Dribble to a double team. Dribble the ball off his feet. Now it's a scrum. And Monroe City jumps on it. They call a jump ball. And White County should retain position. Yes, they will. With 11 seconds to go in the first quarter. Holland checks back in. Also checking in the ball game is Braylon Stark for Monroe City. So Carter Briscoe will trigger on the far sideline. Gets it to Klein, then Briscoe. The Briscoe gets it down on the baseline. But Harrison Parker puts up the shot and missed it. And Holland off the rebound. Now throw it to buzzer by Buehlig. No good. That's the end of the first quarter with the score. Monroe City 10, Clark County 4. Back at home. This is KMM Sports.
Funerals are never easy, and a global pandemic makes them even harder. Regulations often mean compromise, and when it comes to funerals, we don't get a second chance. At Wilson and Triplett Funeral Home, we can't make funerals easy, but we try to make them easier. With live webcasting or remote arrangements, we're here to help. Contact us today at wilsontriplett.com.
Keep up with what's going on in your area with a subscription to the Hometown Journal. The Hometown Journal takes great pride in offering you up-to-date coverage on everything that goes on in Clark County and in your hometown. Nowadays, it's not enough just to be smart. You also have to be up-to-date, and you'll always be up-to-date if you subscribe to the Hometown Journal. Order your subscription or renew your old one today by calling 660-727-3383. The Hometown Journal in Cahokia is a proud sponsor of Clark County Indian Sports.
And welcome back, everybody. Clark County High School. We start the second quarter of the boys' game. Monroe City leading 10-4. Holland tried to lob one down low to Countryman. And Countryman, I think, maybe walked with it at 3 seconds in the lane. Anyway, a turnover in Monroe City. They shoot by the Panthers as Risco gets it into Wheeler. Wheeler in a double team. One dribble gets the ball over to Klein. As Klein will race it across the timeline, guarded by Stark. As Klein has it between the two circles. Gets the free throw line to Parker, and Parker threw it out of bounds. The referee had to jump out of the way. So a turnover. We've traded turnovers as inbounds pass to Buehlig. Buehlig will walk across the timeline. The Countryman gives it to Holland on the left wing. To Buehlig to the right wing, the Countryman. Now Buehlig will try a three to ask the round. The rim, no good. And Carter Briscoe off the rebound. Here comes Clark County down 10-4. Wheeler gives it to Grayson Daniels on the right wing. Now Parker. Briscoe tried to find Grayson Daniels and threw it right to Holland. And now Holland just airmailed one to Buehlig. He goes out of bounds. So Carter Briscoe will inbound for Clark County on right beside Coach Dennis Stamp. To Bowden Klein. As Klein will bring it across the timeline between the two circles. Guarded by Stark. Dribbles to the left wing. Still with the dribble. Now takes it to the left corner. To the left baseline. Dribbles back out. Gives it to Grayson Daniels. Daniels gives it over to Briscoe on the left wing. To Klein. And now, Dennis Stamp. Yep, it's a 10-second call. But Dennis Stamp called a timeout with 6:35 left to play in the half. And it's still Monroe City 10, Clark County 4, back in a minute. This is KMM Sports.
You know, this whole thing about two-year degrees not being worth it is getting pretty old. You drive past area factories lately, there's some pretty sweet pickups in those parking lots. That's because all those workers are making darn good money, and they probably got their start right here. Welders, engineers, equipment techs, network admins, all good-paying jobs you can get with a two-year degree from SCC. Even better, each of those degrees is tuition-free for Iowa residents. Visit SCC, you don't have to go far to go far. Get the facts at scciowa.edu.
In this community, our roots run deep. As a community bank, Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri prides itself on taking an active role in our hometown. What matters to our customers matters to us because we live here too. Our customers are more to us than just account numbers. They're our friends, family, and neighbors, so we take the time to understand their financial goals and help turn dreams into realities. Proudly serving the rural community for over 100 years, Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
6:35, let's play in the first half. Clark County trailing 10-4 with the basketball. Line will bring it across the timeline to Briscoe on the right wing and the right corner to Daniels. Takes it back out to Wheeler. Back to Daniels. He'll try a three. Bounces across the rim and starts with the rebound to Buehlig. And Buehlig trots it across the timeline. Buehlig between the two circles. Buehlig dribbles to the right wing. Hands it off to Stark. To the left wing to Sapp. Now Holland on the left wing. Sapp. Gets it back out to Buehlig. To Holland. Now Stark on the left wing. Holland top of the key. As Holland gives it to Sapp. Back to Stark. To Buehlig on the left wing. Buehlig back to Stark. To the right side of the circle. Lost the ball. Picks it back up. Gets it to Holland. Now Countryman. At the free throw line. With Sapp between the two circles. As Sapp kicks the ball to Buehlig between the two circles. As Buehlig. Now, Bass tried to find a teammate and threw it right to Daniels. Gets it to Bowden Klein, lays it up and in. It's Brent Holland back in the ball game for Monroe City. So 10-6. Monroe City will lead as Buehlig directs traffic from the center circle. Gives it to Brent Holland. Brent Holland back to Buehlig on the left wing. They cut Stark on the right wing. The Buehlig between the two circles. Landon Holland for three, airballed it. And Harrison Parker comes away with it. To Bowden Klein. And Klein between the two circles. Klein gives it back out to Parker between the two circles. Parker looks for somebody, gives it back to Klein. Gives it the right wing and the right corner to Daniels. Skips it to the left wing to Wheeler. Wheeler passed up the shot, dribbles across the free throw line, gives it back to Klein. Klein makes it to the hoop, puts up the shot down the left lane, missed it, and Brent Holland off the rebound. To Sapp on the left wing. Brent Holland gives it to Stark on the right wing. Buehlig in the right corner. Stark out between the two circles to Sapp between the two circles. Brent Holland. Passing on the left wing beyond the arc. And now Monroe City wants a timeout. 4:03 left to play in the first half. Monroe City 10, Clark County 6. Back in 30 seconds. This is KMM Sports.
Keep up with what's going on in your area with a subscription to the Hometown Journal. The Hometown Journal takes great pride in offering you up-to-date coverage on everything that goes on in Clark County and in your hometown. Nowadays, it's not enough just to be smart. You also have to be up-to-date, and you'll always be up-to-date if you subscribe to the Hometown Journal. Order your subscription or renew your old one today by calling 660-727-3383. The Hometown Journal in Cahokia is a proud sponsor of Clark County Indian Sports.
4:03 left to play in the first half. Monroe City 10, Clark County 6. Very low scoring affair. Monroe City just almost on the verge of stalling the ball. Sapp comes with inbound play, gets it inside to Buehlig. Buehlig too far to the basket. To Countryman puts up a shot. Rejected by Bowden Klein. Obisco, one of the two, and Klein comes away with it. It's Klein. Gives the ball out to Parker between the two circles. Now Carter Briscoe, long three on the way, no good. And a whistle and a foul. See who the foul's going to be on. It's going to be on Monroe City. It looks like to me they're going to call it on Countryman. So Dalen Countryman picks up the foul. That's his first. So Carter Briscoe will inbound underneath his own basket. Klein, quick three on the way off the right wing, no good. As Pearl comes off with it, the rebound gets it to Bowden Klein. Klein throws a fastball that Pearl couldn't hang on to. Turnover, Clark County, Monroe City with the basketball. Countryman will inbound to Buehlig. As Buehlig will walk the ball across the timeline. Gives the ball up to Sapp. Between the two circles, now Moss in the left corner to Buehlig. Buehlig, the fainter. That's a free throw line, gets it in to Countryman, and now Clark County with a foul. Foul's going to be on Bowden Klein, and that's his second. So two fouls on Bowden Klein. Moss will inbound underneath his own basket with 3:16 left to play in the first half. 10-6, Monroe City with the lead as Moss, the Countryman. Now Buehlig for three, off the rim, no good. Harrison Parker comes off the rebound, tied up by Sapp. Jump ball, alternating possession, back to Clark County. The Briscoe will inbound to Bowden Klein. Back to Briscoe. Briscoe tried to force one down low to Parker. Dipped away and picked up by Buehlig. Buehlig, 15-foot jumper, no good. Connor Pearl off the rebound. Pearl gives it out to Graydon Klein. Braden Klein with the basketball to Bowden Klein. Underneath the Parker, and Bowden Klein led Parker just a little bit too much. Goes out of bounds. Another Clark County turnover with 2:44 left to play in the first half. Reese Buehlig gets it to Sapp on the deep right wing. Out pops Painter between the two circles. Moss on the left wing to Buehlig, top of the key. Buehlig spin move at the free throw line. Countryman on the right wing inside to Painter. Painter kicks it out to Sapp for three. No good. And Harrison Parker off the rebound to Bowden Klein. As Bowden brings himself the timeline. Bowden Klein tried a jump shot. Blocked. Braden Klein comes up with it. Gets Painter there. Puts up a shot. Painter still got a piece of it. Saved in bounds by Buehlig. The Connor Pearl puts up the shot, missed it, but he drew the foul. The foul is going to be on Jalen Countryman. So two fouls on Jalen Countryman. And Connor Pearl will be at the line to shoot two. Looking for his first points of the ball game. 10-6, Monroe City with the lead. First one by Pearl is up. Got it. 10-7, Monroe City with the lead. As now both Hollins come in, Brent and Landon both check in the ball game. One for Connor Pearl looking for two. Shots up, mid, left it short, and Sapp comes off the rebound. Sapp gives it to Buehlig. Ely walks it across the timeline. Under 2 minutes left to play in the half. Moss on the right wing to Ely around top of the key down the left lane. Kicks it out to Pitt. Landon Holland. Now Ely ends up between the two circles to Sapp inside the Moss. Back to Sapp on the left wing to Ely at the top of the key. Pass stolen away by Klein. Puts the shot off. Glass missed it. And Sapp comes off the rebound. The Buehling. Buehling will bring it across the timeline. The Holland on the left wing. The Buehling between the two circles. The Sapp back to Buehling. Now Holland top of the key. Moss in the left corner to Buehling. On the left side of the circle, Holland. Now three-pointer on the way by Moss. No good. Rebound Sapp. Holland. Now Buehling on the left side of the circle. Picks it back out to Sapp between the two circles. Under a minute left to play in the half. Holland has it on the left wing. As the Sapp, Moss puts up a three. Bullseye. Three threes for Ryan Moss. He has nine. As inbound pass. They try to find Carter Briscoe on a whistle on a foul. And the foul's going to be on Landon Holland. First foul on Holland. Back in the ball game will come Braylon Stark. And Sapp will sit down. Here comes that Bowden Klein, inside the Briscoe. Trying to make a move to the left block. He didn't know, but there was nobody behind him. Somehow he made the spin move. Ball slipped out of his hand. As Countryman will check in, Stark checks out. Also checking back in, Quincy Mayfield. And Holland goes out. That's Landon Holland with 27 seconds left to play in the half. 13-7, Monroe City with the lead. With the basketball, Quincy Mayfield. Mayfield across the timeline. Mayfield just dribbles in the center circle. They're going to go for the final shot of the half. Down to 10, down to 9. Now Mayfield gets it to Buehling. Buehling around the top of the key. All the way 15-footer. No good. Rebound. Holland out. Brent put up a shot. No good. And that's the end of the first half. With the score, Monroe City 13, Clark County 7. Back in a moment. This is KMM Sports.
Are you ready to open a new checking account? What about a savings account for your children's future? Cahokia State Bank can help you choose the type of account that best suits your financial needs. Stop by any of their three branches today for more information. They're open Monday through Thursday from 8 to 4:30, Fridays at Cahokia Main until 5, and till 6 at the Cahokia and Wayland drive-thru. Then Saturday, 8 to noon at all three locations for your convenience. Cahokia State Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
It's all about you. It's all about you. To us, it's very clear. It's you, you're why we're here.
At People's Bank of Wauconda, we understand the importance of living and working in a small community. For over 100 years, we are the hometown bank you can trust. With friendly faces you recognize and a family-like atmosphere, we want to make your banking experience enjoyable. Come visit us in Wauconda, Cahokia, or Canton today, because at People's Bank of Wauconda, it's all about you. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Harrison Insurance Agency helps folks protect their lives and property in 8 Heartland communities. Their most recent policies include a landscape contractor's work comp, liability, commercial auto and equipment coverage, property coverage for solar panels, commercial liability coverage and workers' compensation for a pest control company, and auto coverage and cargo for over-the-road trucking companies. Hawkins Harrison Insurance in Edina, Cahokia, Kirksville, Lancaster, Macon, Marceline, Memphis, and Shelbina. Coverage you need, people you trust.
And welcome back, everybody, to Clark County High School World Halftime Boys Game. Very low-scoring affair as Monroe City leads Clark County 13-7. Take a look at the first half scoring for Monroe City. Jalen Countryman with 2 points, Reese Buehling with 2, and Ryan Moss with 9 points. For Clark County, Bowden Klein with 4, Carter Briscoe with 2, and Connor Pearl with 1. Monroe City led 10-4 after one quarter. Both teams scored 3 apiece in the second quarter, and Monroe City leads here at halftime 13-7, and I'll be back with more in 2 minutes. This is KMM Sports.
Your team will travel a lot of yards this season. The question is, how much ground are you prepared to cover year-round? Make sure your vehicle is outfitted with the best in OEM and aftermarket parts and accessories. From tires and wheels to lift kits and bumpers, you'll find everything you need to make sure your ride stands out in the crowd. It's time to get jacked up. Visit Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories in Memphis for all your automotive needs. Call 660-328-6634 or visit MayberryFarms.com.
The Media, Clark County's oldest weekly newspaper, offers sports coverage, city council, school board, and social news. Plus, their classified section reaches 7,000 homes. For your convenience, they have fax and email service for your news and advertising. The Media has the coverage you need and want each week from all over the area. It's Northeast Missouri's news source. You can now log on to nemonews.net and follow the media on Facebook and Twitter. That's The Media in Cahokia, Missouri.
For the ones finding new ways to ensure the job always gets done. For the ones wearing many hats. For the ones who are hands-on, even from far away. And the ones keeping business moving forward. We are Grainger, offering professional-grade industrial supplies, plus real-time product availability and access to experts ready to answer your toughest questions. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Bonus days are back for pros at Lowe's. You earn points and save when you buy the top pro brands you trust, like DeWalt. Right now, you can save $100 on the powerful DeWalt 8 1/4-inch carbide tipped portable table saw. Was $3.99, now just $2.99. Join today and shop bonus days, only at Lowe's. Bonus points calculated before taxes and fees after applicable discounts, if any, valid through 120, subject to change while supplies last. Visit Lowe's.com/MVPs bonus points for details.
Welcome back, everybody, to Clark County High School. Again, we're at halftime of the boys' game, and Monroe City leading Clark County 13-7. I'm Donnie Middleton, and you're listening to Clark County Indian Basketball on your sports leader from Northeast Missouri and Southeast Iowa, KMM FM Memphis. In the girls' game, it was Monroe City winning their sixth game of the year by defeating Clark County 51-33. Monroe City led in scoring by Meredith Gares with 16 points, Naren Hayes with 10, while Clark County led by D.D. Church with 11 points. Clark County led 10-9 after one quarter. Both teams scored 10 in the second quarter, and Clark County led 20-19 at the half. In the third quarter, Monroe City outscored Clark 20-7. Monroe City led 39-27 after three. Then in the fourth quarter, Lady Panthers outscored the Lady Indians 12-6, and Monroe City wins it 51-33. Monroe City girls 6-8, while Clark County girls 2-9. And as I've been talking about all week long, coming up next week, it's the North Shelby Tournament, as we'll cover Schuyler County, Scotland County, and Knox County. And Monday night, we'll have 4:30, 6, and 7:30 games for you on KMEM. As at 4:30, we'll have Schuyler County and Scotland County. That's a 4-5 matchup. That's at 4:30. Then following out at 6 o'clock, Schuyler County and Scotland County, a 2-7 matchup. Then at 7:30, a girls game. That'll be a 1-8 matchup. South Shelby, the number one seed on the girls' side, taking on number 8, Knox County. Then on Tuesday night, one game for you on Tuesday. That'll be a 9 o'clock game, South Shelby and Knox County, 4-5 matchup. but just one game. That's at 9 o'clock on Tuesday. Then we come to Wednesday, and we're going to have all four games for you on Wednesday. We'll have a 4:30 girls' consolation game, 6 o'clock boys' championship semifinal, 7:30 girls' championship semifinal, then a 9 o'clock boys' consolation semifinal. Then we come to Thursday, and again, one game for you on Thursday. If Knox County boys win on Tuesday night, they'd play at 6 o'clock. If they lose, they'll play at 9 o'clock on Thursday. And that takes us through the first two rounds. And Friday, it will be the two consolation games, the two third-place games. Then Saturday at 6 o'clock, girls' championship game. And at 7:30, that next Saturday, boys' championship game from the North Shelby Tournament. So we'll have ball games for you all week long from the North Shelby Tournament. 13-7. Very low-scoring game. We're at halftime, Monroe City leading by 6. And I'll be back with the second half in a moment. This is KMM Sports.
Many businesses come and go, but Andy's Maytag Home Appliance Center in Cahokia has stood the test of time. Andy's Maytag Home Appliance Center has been serving the Cahokia and surrounding area for over 40 years. They sell quality brand Maytag and Amana appliances that include refrigerators, washers and dryers, dishwashers and freezers. They also offer parts and repair, and they can even do special ordering. Hours are Monday through Friday from 9 to 5 and on Saturday from 9 to noon. Andy's Maytag Home Appliance Center is located on the corner of North Lincoln and Main Streets in Cahokia.
You know, this whole thing about two-year degrees not being worth it is getting pretty old. You drive past area factories lately? There's some pretty sweet pickups in those parking lots. That's because all those workers are making darn good money, and they probably got their start right here. Welders, engineers, equipment techs, network admins, all good-paying jobs you can get with a two-year degree from SCC. Even better, each of those degrees is tuition-free for Iowa residents. Because at SCC, you don't have to go far to go far. Get the facts at scciowa.edu.
Welcome back, everybody. Clark County High School. Both teams back around their respective coaches, Brock Edris for Monroe City and Dennis Stant for Clark County. Again, Clark County comes in 5-7, and Monroe City 3-9. And if you call anybody and tell them, well, they're at halftime, the Clark County scores 13-7, nobody's going to believe you. But that's what the score is Monroe City. They've probably had the ball more time of possession than Clark County, but they're very, very, very methodical. And Clark County just has missed some shots, made a lot of turnovers there. So that kind of tells you what's happened in the first half. So here we go with Quincy Mayfield. He'll have the basketball, dribbles into the double team, tried to throw the ball to Fainter, and he threw it too high, threw a fastball to Fainter, and Fainter couldn't hang on to it. But now Carter Briscoe gets pressure, gets it into Klein. Klein tried to dribble out of the double team, and he threw the ball just airmail Wheeler. So we've traded again, turnovers. As Countryman will inbound at the edge of the scorer's table, gets it in the backcourt to Mayfield. Mayfield across the timeline to Staff on the left side of the circle. Countryman on the left baseline. Kicks it back out to Mayfield. Now Fainter on the right baseline. Mayfield to Staff to Countryman. Countryman to Staff to Mayfield. Back to Staff. Staff to Bewley to Mayfield. Inside to Fainter. Fainter tried to get the Countryman. Battled away. Battled out of bounds. Last touch by Klein. It'll be Monroe City basketball. Out of bounds underneath it on basket. Sapp will inbound underneath his own basket. Looks for somebody. Kicks the ball out to Bewley on the deep right wing. Bewley dribbles down in the right corner. Kicks it over to Mayfield. And threw it over Mayfield's head and out of bounds. Another turnover. Carter Briscoe against Frazier on the near sideline. Looks for somebody. Bounce past to Wheeler. Wheeler guarded by Sapp, still in the backcourt. Brings it across the timeline, gets the ball to Pearl between the two circles. It's Pearl to Drayson. Daniels on the block, puts up a shot, no good. Sapp off the rebound to Mayfield. As Mayfield will bring it across the timeline. By Buehlig in the right quarter. Back to Mayfield. Underneath the Painter. Off glass miss. The Countryman lays it up and in. 4 points for Galen Countryman. So here comes Carter Briscoe across the timeline. The left wing to Wheeler. Left corner to Daniel. The Briscoe at the dotted line. Kicks it off on the right baseline to Pearl. Dribbles out to the right wing. To Klein. Between the two circles. Klein guarded by Mayfield. It's Klein. Dribbles to the top of the key. Now left side of the circle. Out pops Daniels on the deep left wing. As Daniels gets it to Wheeler in the left corner. Inside on the left block to Pearl in a double team. And a jump ball. Alternated possession stays in Clark County. And now both Holland, Landon, and Brent both check in. Also Moss checks back in for the Panthers. Mayfield checks out. And no Countryman still in there. Bowden Klein on the left wing. Briscoe trying to get it to Daniels. Took one dribble stolen away by Holland. Good Buehlig. Now Holland for three on the way up the left wing. No good. As rebound goes out of bounds. Last touch by Clark County. Monroe City will inbound underneath their own basket. So Landon Holland will trigger. Holland looks for somebody. Gets it underneath the Countryman. Tried to lay up, missed it. Daniels off the rebound to Bowden Klein. Klein will walk it across the timeline, picked up by Moss. Klein to the right wing, to the free throw line. Kicks it out to Briscoe on the left wing, and the left corner to Daniels. Daniels crosses it over to Wheeler. Wheeler on the right wing. Set the dribble. Gets it back to Pearl on the left wing. Inside Daniels on the left wing. To Pearl. Now Klein brings it back out to the left wing. Inside to Daniels. Put up a shot. Missed it. The foul's going to be on Countryman. Well, no. I think it's going to be on Brent Holland. It will be. So Brent Holland picks up his first foul. Grayson Daniels will be at the line looking for his first point. First shot up, got it. First shot, a point for Grayson Daniels at 15-8. Monroe City is the lead. 5 minutes left to play in the third quarter. Daniels' second free throw, missed it. And Pearl comes off the rebound. Tried to give it back out to Briscoe and threw it right to Moss. To Buehlig, and here come the Panthers. Buehlig to the right wing. Out between the two circles. Now Brent Holland between the two circles. Buehlig on the left wing. Countryman on the between the two circles. Landon Holland on the right wing. Back to Countryman at the free throw line. Moss for three on the way. Airballed it. But Buehlig reverse layup. Missed it. And Carter Briscoe off the rebound. Gets it to Klein. In a hurry down the right sideline. Wheeler for three, in and out, no good. Countryman off the rebound to Moss. To Buehlig. Buehlig will walk it across the timeline. Buehlig to the dotted line, kicks it back out to Holland. Now Buehlig, the Countryman on the right wing. Holland top of the key to Moss on the left wing. Moss back to Holland. That's Landon. Takes it to the hoop, lays it up, got it. 2 points. Landon Holland. Frazier as Briscoe gets inbound past the Wheeler. Is it to Daniel? And missed a wide open layup, but Wheeler comes off with the rebound. Wheeler will bring it out between the two circles. Wheeler. Guarded by Holland. Now past the Briscoe on the right lane. Briscoe didn't have a shot. Pearl top of the key. Now Wheeler for three. Kiss one home. Bullseye. Dallin Wheeler with 3 points. 17-11. Monroe City with a lead. The basketball is Buehlig. From the top of the key, takes it down the right side of the circle. Now Moss with three. Bullseye. 12 points for Ryan Moss. 9 points. Mineral City lead. The whistle and a foul. And the foul is going to be on Moss. That's his first. So Moss is going to set down. And Fainter came back in as Briscoe gets to Bowden Klein over to Graydon Klein. Graydon tried to bounce pass inside to Parker. Parker thought he was shoved, probably was, but the ball goes out of bounds last by Monroe City. So Carter Briscoe will inbound. Briscoe gets it to Graydon Klein. Graydon at the top of the key takes it down the left lane. Flipped up the shot, moves good. Fainter comes off the rebound, tied up by Graydon Klein. Jump ball, alternating possession, comes back to Monroe City with 2:49 left to play in the third quarter. 20-11. Monroe City with the lead in the basketball. Quincy Mayfield back in for the Panthers. Mayfield across the timeline. Give and go back to Buick. Wide open. Put up the shot. It goes down. It counts. And he fouled by Harrison Parker. So Harrison Parker picks up his first foul. 4 points for Reese Buick. And Buick at the line to try to complete the 3-point play. Buick at the four, looking for five. Shot up. It's no good. And Countryman has the rebound, taken away by Parker. Gets it to Graydon Klein, now Bowden Klein. Bowden Klein brings it across the timeline, down the right lane, kicks it out to Parker, ball sits on the floor. Jump ball, it stays with Clark County. As Toby Sapp will check back in, Holland checks out, also Stark checks back in the ball game. Raylan Stark with 2:24 left to play in the third quarter. Now a timeout on the floor. 2:24 left to play in the third quarter. It's Monroe City 22, Clark County 11. Back in 30 seconds. This is KMN Sports.
Are you wanting to open a new checking account? What about a savings account for your children's future? Cahokia State Bank can help you choose the type of account that best suits your financial needs. Stop by any of their three branches today for more information. They're open Monday through Thursday from 8 to 4:30, Fridays at Cahokia Main until 5, and till 6 at the Cahokia and Wayland drive-thru. Then Saturday, 8 to noon at all three locations for your convenience. Cahokia State Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
22-11. Monroe City with the lead. Clark County will have the basketball. 3:24 left to play in the third quarter. As Carter Briscoe will inbound against Frazier. Gets the ball into Parker. Parker puts the shot off glass. Got it. Harrison Parker has two. 22-13. Mayfield walks it across the timeline. Gives the ball to Stark on the right wing. Now Sapp at the top of the key. Tries to put one up inside, and Parker steals it. Then stops the dotted line, puts up the shot, missed it. Graydon Klein the rebound. Now Bowden for three out of the left corner. No good. Fainter off the rebound. As Fainter gets the ball ahead to Buley. As Buley with the double team on the right wing, had the ball slapped out of his hand. It'll be Monroe City basketball as Fainter checks out. Now Brent Holland checks in. So it will be Buley team down on the far sideline in front of the Monroe City bench. Buley gets it in to Mayfield. He has it between the two circles. Gives the ball back to Buley on the right wing, out to Sapp at top of the key. Stark on the left wing. And now he tries to get it out of. He tried to get it to Mayfield. It hit Sapp in the head. Went right underneath to Red Holland. He put it up and in. So give the assist, I guess, to Toby Sapp's head. And that was the first two for Red Holland. on the right lane as Parker puts it up. No good, missed it. And Parker comes off the rebound. He's tied up by Kobe Sapp. Jump ball and alternating possession comes back to Monroe City. 106 left to play in the third quarter. Moss checks back in. Buehlig will inbound to Mayfield. Mayfield will bring it across the timeline. Gives it to Buehlig. Now Moss on the left wing. Out top, ball on top. The key underneath a wide open Moss. Missed a wide open layup. And a whistle and a foul. The foul's going to be on Moss. So Moss picks up his second personal foul. Play shoot again by Monroe City. Jason Daniels checks back in, and Carter Briscoe will check out. 51 seconds left to play in the quarter. Also, Sapp will check in. Mayfield will check out for Monroe City. Jason Daniels will inbound to Drayden Klein. To Daniels, gets it to Wheeler. Wheeler, 15-footer, missed it. And Moss comes off the rebound. As he gets the ball out to Buehlig. Reese Buehlig takes it right side of the circle. Back to Sapp between the two circles to Buehlig. Buehlig between the two circles with 30 seconds. Out pops Red Holland between the two circles. Holland to Sapp. Stark on the right wing. Now the left lane, or left wing, Moss with a three, missed it. And Wheeler comes off the rebound as Wheeler gets it over to Drayden Klein. Inside it goes to Parker. Turn around, 10-footer off the baseline, no good. And Moss got the rebound, tried to put up a shot, blocked by Wheeler, and that's the end of the third quarter with the score. Monroe City 24, Clark County 13. Back in a moment. This is KMN Sports.
The Media, Clark County's oldest weekly newspaper, offers sports coverage, city council, school board, and social news. Plus, their classified section reaches 7,000 homes. For your convenience, they have fax and email service for your news and advertising. The Media has the coverage you need and want each week from all over the area. It's Northeast Missouri's news source. You can now log on to nemonews.net and follow the media on Facebook and Twitter. That's The Media in Cahokia, Missouri.
Funerals are never easy, and a global pandemic makes them even harder. Regulations often mean compromise, and when it comes to funerals, we don't get a second chance. At Wilson and Triplett Funeral Home, we can't make funerals easy, but we try to make them easier. With live webcasting or remote arrangements, we're here to help. Contact us today at wilsontriplett.com.
And welcome back, everybody, to Clark County High School. 8 minutes left to play in this ball game. Monroe City leading 24-13. Clark County with the basketball. Bowden Klein gives it to Parker, dotted line. Now they bring in Garrett Billings. To Parker on the left, right lane. Billings on the left wing. Billings takes it right to the hoop. Puts up the shot, missed it, but drew the foul. Let's see the foul is going to be on. And a call it on Moss. So Ryan Moss has picked up his third foul. And Garrett Billings is the line to shoot two. First shot up. No good. 7:41 left to play in the game. 24-13. Monroe City with the lead. It's Billings. Deep breath. Shot up. In and out, no good. And the rebound comes off to Parker. Harrison Parker off glass, got it. Nice job by Harrison Parker. 4 points for Parker, 9 point Monroe City lead with the basketball. Mayfield tried to get it to Buehlig, stole away by Parker. Parker to the hoop, puts up the shot, no good. Billings, well, it was Drayden Klein. We got a rebound, just threw it at the basket, missed it. And I don't know what they called. It went out of bounds, but now there's a timeout on the floor. 7:16 left to play in the ball game. Monroe City 24, Clark County 15. Back in 60 seconds. This is KMM Sports. It's all about you. It's all about you. To us, it's very clear. It's you, you're why we're here.
At People's Bank of Wauconda, we understand the importance of living and working in a small community. For over 100 years, we are the hometown bank you can trust. With friendly faces you recognize and a family-like atmosphere, we want to make your banking experience enjoyable. Come visit us in Wauconda, Cahokia, or Canton today, because at People's Bank of Wauconda, it's all about you. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Monroe City with the lead. 7:16 left to play in the ball game, and Monroe City will have the basketball as Galen Kupterman will inbound to Mayfield. And Monroe City is Mayfield, who just kind of trotted across the timeline. Gets it to Moss. Back to Mayfield. Now Bewley lost the handle on the basketball. Picked up by Jason Daniels. Gets it out to Billings. Billings will bring it across the timeline. Down past to Parker. Parker brings in Holland. Now gives it to Daniels. 15-footer got it. 3 points to Grayson Daniels. 24-17. Mayfield still in the backcourt with the dribble. Gets it down to Holland. That's Red Holland. Gets it back to Mayfield between the two circles. To Holland on the right wing. Underneath to Trey Kupterman. But a shot blocked by Billings, and Billings kept away with it. Billings in a hurry. Now he'll wait for some of his friends. Gives it to Bowden Klein on the deep right wing. Klein kicks it out in the corner to Grayson Daniels. Inside to Parker. Parker puts his shot up. Got it. A kind of a really under the basket. Those long arms. Put it up off glass. 6 points for Harrison Parker. 24-19. Monroe City. Now Bewling will put up a 15-footer. Missed it. And the rebound's going to be on Graydon Klein. So Graydon Klein picks up his first foul. And to the line will go Reese Bewling. He has four, looking for five. 5:56 left to play in the game. First shot by Bewley. Yep, got it. 5 points for Reese Bewley. Now Brent Holland will check out, and Landon Holland checks in. Bewley with five, looking for six. Eyes it, fires it, missed it. Tip up by Holland, no good, and Parker comes out with it to Bowden Klein. Now Graydon Klein has it between the two circles. The Bowden Klein between the two circles. Man-to-man defense by Monroe City. Billing tried to get it into Parker and bounced past right to Holland to Mayfield. As Mayfield brings it across the timeline, Clark County goes man-to-man. As Mayfield between the two circles picks up the dribble, gives it to Holland, and Holland walks with it. 5:23 left to play in the game. 25-19, 6 point Monroe City lead. Placer in the backcourt by Monroe City. As Mayfield and Moss. Guard Graydon Klein gives it to Billing. Billing gets it inside to Parker. Off glass, got it. Harrison Parker with 8 points. And now Monroe City wants a timeout. 5:14 up to play in the ball game. Monroe City 25, Clark County 21. Back in 30 seconds. This is KMN Sports.
Hawkins Harrison Insurance Agency helps folks protect their lives and property in 8 Heartland communities. Their most recent policies include a landscape contractor's work comp, liability, commercial auto and equipment coverage, property coverage for solar panels, commercial liability coverage and workers' compensation for a pest control company, and auto coverage and cargo for over-the-road trucking companies. Hawkins Harrison Insurance in Edina, Cahokia, Kirksville, Lancaster, Macon, Marceline, Memphis, and Shelbina. Coverage you need, people you trust.
25-21, Monroe City with the lead. Clark County, that were down by 11, now down by 4. Creeping back. Still a lot of time left in this ball game. Man-to-man defense by Clark County. Mayfield gets over the sack. Back to Mayfield. Underneath the Countryman. Puts it up. Off slap. It goes down. It counts. And he fouled. Foul's going to be on Harrison Parker. So Parker picks up his second personal foul. Jalen Countryman with 6 points, looking for 7. Shot up. Then got it. 7 points for Jalen Countryman. 27-22 as Billings checks out the Clark County. And Weaver checks back in and out of inbounds. That's almost went back out of bounds. Klein gives it back to Daniel. The Wheeler on the left, the right wing. Graydon Klein. It's just a Bowden Klein. Now Wheeler back to Parker. Parker put up the shot. Then Wheeler wouldn't go down, but a whistle and a foul. And the foul going to be on Landon Holland, I think. And it will be. So Landon Holland picks up his second personal foul. Harrison Parker will go to the line. He has 8, looking for 9. Isaac fires it, missed it. 4:47 left to play. 28-21, back to a 7-point Monroe City lead. Parker's second free throw up. Pinball in and out, no good. And Toby Sapp off the rebound for the Panthers. Gives it to Mayfield. Mayfield looks over the defense. Gives it to Buehlig. Buehlig to Cuffington on the left block. Gets it out. Just tap on the left block. Now, they tried to get a pass to Holland. Almost stolen away by Graydon Klein. This will end a foul. The foul's going to be on Landon Holland. That's his third. So Clark County, Carter Risco, in front of the Monroe City bench, will inbound to Graydon Klein. Graydon Klein brings it across the timeline. Picked up by Sapp. Sapp dropped it in the backcourt. But now they call it over and back against Clark County. Klein was out there all kind of by himself. Seemed like everybody's sitting around. Nice defense by Sapp. Well, Sapp and the double team dribbles out of it, tried to get it to Countryman, and he's tied up by Harrison Parker. Alternating possession, stays with Monroe City, 4-9 left to play. 28-21, Monroe City is Buehlig on the near sideline to inbound. Countryman at the free throw line. Gets it out to Holland on the right wing. Now it's over and back. Mayfield was standing right astride of the time, of midcourt. You heard that everybody could see it, that the official, the fans let them know. They got the call right as Frisco on the near sideline. Inbounds to Graydon Klein in the backcourt. Guarded by Sapp. Graydon Klein. Around a pick set by Briscoe to the right wing. Inside it goes to Daniels. Lost the handle on the basketball. Sold away by Countryman. To Mayfield. That's Mayfield. Brings it across the timeline to the right wing. Kicks it in the right corner to Holland. Holland brings it out between the two circles. Now Mayfield between the three circles to Buehlig. To the left wing it goes to Sapp. Inside, tracks it up by Mayfield. It's blocked by Parker and taken away by Clark County. As Wheeler across the timeline, and now Clark County calls a timeout. 3:22 left to play in the game. Monroe City 28, Clark County 21. Back in a minute. This is KMM Sports.
Many businesses come and go, but Andy's Maytag Home Appliance Center in Cahokia has stood the test of time. Andy's Maytag Home Appliance Center has been serving the Cahokia and surrounding area for over 40 years. They sell quality brand Maytag and Amana appliances that include refrigerators, washers and dryers, dishwashers, and freezers. They also offer parts and repair, and they can even do special ordering. Hours are Monday through Friday from 9 to 5 and on Saturday from 9 to noon. Andy's Maytag Home Appliance Center is located on the corner of North Lincoln and Main Streets in Cahokia.
It's not easy being the one everyone counts on to keep your operation running, no matter the weather or supply chain hiccup. But we get you, Raymond in Buffalo, Maria in Miami, and Jules in Troy. Taking control of everything that's under your control. At Grainger, we're here for you with high-quality supplies for every industry, plus real-time product availability and access to experts ready to help. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome back, everybody. Clark County High School is out of the timeout. Clark County had it, tried to get it in to Grayson Daniels. Knocked out of his hands and out of bounds. So Carter Briscoe will inbound underneath his own basket. Briscoe looks for somebody. Graydon Klein on the left wing to Briscoe. Long three on the way, no good. And off the rebound comes Stark. Gets it out to Landon Holland. And Holland will, Monroe City takes their time. As now they try to get it to Stark. Pass is left out of bounds by Grayson Daniels. So Monroe City will inbound on the near sideline, right in front of the Monroe City bench. And inbound pass, they're back toward to Bewley. Across the timeline to Holland between the two circles to Bewley. Bewley back to Holland. Holland back to Bewley. Back to Holland. Bounce pass to Sapp in the left corner. Kicks it back out to Bewley, top of the key. Stark in the right corner. Inside the Countryman. Gets it out to Holland on the left wing. Holland back to Bewley. Bewley underneath to Sapp. He gets Park in the air, puts up the shot, missed it. To do the foul. The foul's going to be on Harrison Parker, and that's his third. So three fouls on Harrison Parker. And that will send Toby Sapp to the line. He looks for his first points of the ball game. He'll shoot a pair. As he eyes it, fires it, and missed it. Off the heel of the rim, as Bowden Klein will check in. And Wheeler will check out. 2:22 left to play in the game. 28-21, Monroe City with the lead. As Sapp, his second free throw on the way. Got it. Toby Sapp with his first of the ball game. 29-21, 8 points. Monroe City lead. Grayson trying. We'll try a three. Somebody got a hand on an air ball. And Bewley comes away with it. Bewley gets ahead to Countryman off. Glass got it. Jalen Countryman, 9 points. Here comes Graydon Klein. Lost the handle of the basketball. A little out of control. Get it underneath to Bewley. Bewley puts it up. Oh, well, it goes down. A break for Clark County. Whistle on the play, and the play is going to be on Carter Briscoe, the foul, rather. That's his first. And to the line will go Reese Bewley. He has five, looking for six. 10 points, Monroe City lead, their biggest lead of the ball game. Shots up, got it. Bewley was six. 32-21. As Bewley, second free throw on the way. Got them both. 7 points to Reese Bewley. 12-point Monroe City lead as Graydon Klein carried the ball, got by with it, goes inside, and walked with it. 1:45 left to play. Monroe City's going to take their time. Buehlig will walk the ball across the timeline. Gives the ball to Holland. Now past the countryman's free throw line to Buehlig. Holland back to Buehlig between the two circles. Inside to Sapp. Sapp put up a shot. It was blocked by Parker. And then Sapp played the ball in bounds, but right to Grayden Klein. Gives the ball to Parker. He'll try a three on the way. No good. And Sapp comes off the rebound. To Holland. Now Buehlig. Down to 110 left to play. Buehlig has it between the two circles. Dribbles the right wing. Hands it to Stark. To Sapp. Sapp hands it off to Holland. Holland now pass to Stark between the two circles. Buehlig on the right wing. As Buehlig gives it back to Stark between the two circles. To Sapp on the left wing. Countryman free throw line. Holland left wing. 45 seconds. As Holland gets it in the Countryman, lays it up, it goes down, it counts, and he's fouled. 11 points for Jalen Countryman. The foul's going to be, I think, on Carter Briscoe. Yes, it will. Briscoe picks up his second personal foul. And Jalen Countryman at the line, he has 11, looking for 12. Now, Mayfield will check back in. Toby Sapp will set down. 41 seconds left to play. 11 looking for 12. Shots up. Missed it. Daniels comes off the rebound to Bowden Klein. Bowden will bring it across the timeline between the two circles. Gets it to Parker on the left wing. Parker takes it along the baseline. Tried to get it inside to Daniels. Gets Monroe City and bounds out of bounds. As now Brent Holland checks in. Now the bench will clear. So Coach Aegis clears his bench with 26 seconds left to play. As Carter Briscoe will inbound. Briscoe gets it into Daniels. Now Briscoe for three. Skips across the rim. No good. And Grayden Klein comes off the rebound on the left wing. To Bowden. Now inside to Daniels. Lost it. Picked up by Parker. Puts up a five-foot jumper. No good. And off the rebound comes Logan Epley. Down to six as with the basketball. I don't have a number 10. And that's the end of the ball game. With the final score, Monroe City 35, Clark County 21. Back to wrap all this up in a moment. This is KMM Sports.
Your team will travel a lot of yards this season. The question is, how much ground are you prepared to cover year-round? Make sure your vehicle is outfitted with the best in OEM and aftermarket parts and accessories. From tires and wheels to lift kits and bumpers, you'll find everything you need to make sure your ride stands out in the crowd. It's time to get jacked up. Visit Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories in Memphis for all your automotive needs. Call 660-328-6634 or visit MayberryFarms.com.
Are you tired of renting? Or does the idea of owning your own home seem like just a dream? Let Exchange Bank in Northeast Missouri help make your dream a reality. Our experienced lending staff would be happy to help you work towards your dreams at any of our seven locations in Cahokia, Palmyra, Lancaster, Queen City, Shelbyville, Memphis, or Wayland. Everyone needs a place to call home, and it's our job to get you moving into yours. Exchange Bank in Northeast Missouri, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Welcome back, everybody, to Clark County High School. It's a final as Monroe City boys win their fourth game of the year by defeating Clark County 35-21. Take a look at the scoring. First four, Monroe City, Jalen Countryman with 11 points. Reese Buehlig with 7 points. Ryan Moss with 9. Brent Holland with 2, Toby Sapp with 1, and Landon Holland with 2. For Clark County, Bowden Klein with 4 points, Carter Briscoe with 2, Dallin Wheeler with 3, Connor Pearl with 1, Harrison Parker with 8, and Grayson Daniels with 3. Monroe City led 10-4 after one quarter. Both teams scored 3 points apiece in the second quarter. Monroe City led 13-7 at the half. In the third quarter, the Panthers outscored the Indians 9-6 and led 24-13 after 3. Then in the fourth quarter, Monroe City outscored Clark 9-8. Monroe City wins at 35-21. Monroe City boys improved to 4-9, Clark County 5-8. In the girls' game, it was Monroe City. Girls winning their sixth game of the year by defeating the Lady Indians 51-33. Monroe City girls improved, led in scoring by Meredith Gears with 16 points, Naren Hayes with 10, while Clark County led by D.D. Church with 11. Clark County girls led 10-9 after one quarter. Both teams scored 10 apiece in the second quarter, and the Lady Indians led 20-19 at the half. In the third quarter, Monroe City outscored Clark 20-7. Monroe City led 39-27 after three. Then in the fourth quarter, it was the Lady Panthers outscoring the Lady Indians 12-6. Monroe City wins it 51-33. Monroe City girls 6-8, while Clark County girls 2-9. So it was a Monroe City sweep tonight here in Cahokia. Again, in the girls' game, Monroe City defeats Clark County 51-33. And in the boys' game, low scoring affair as Monroe City wins 35-21. Monroe City led by Jalen Countryman with 11 points, while Clark County is led by Harrison Parker with 8. Monroe City 4-9, Clark County 5-8. For producer Hunter Sapp from Clark County High School, I'm Donnie Middleton. See you soon.
Tonight's game between the Macon City Panthers and the Macon City Panthers and Clark County Indians is sponsored by these fine sponsors: Andy's Maytag, Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, the Hometown Journal, Hawkins Harrison Insurance, Cahokia Media, Cahokia State Bank, People's Bank of Wauconda, Cahokia and Canton, Southeastern Community College, and Wilson and Triplett Funeral Home.